Assessment teams are on their way to the tornado zone. You've heard of vacation with a purpose? We've got a story all about that. And some people take to missions like fish to water. We'll tell you what that's about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More severe weather in the forecast could hamper search and rescue efforts in Oklahoma. Monday, a deadly tornado with winds near 200 miles an hour touched down in Moore, grinding the town into rubble. President Obama declared it a federal disaster area. Reach Global Crisis Response Director Mark Lewis says they're getting an assessment team on the ground. In the meantime, state and local authorities are asking people to hold off sending in supplies.
They believe that with the National Guard and the other resources that are there, they want to allow those resources to take care of the immediate needs and then let a good, healthy assessment be done and then determine, you know, when people are needed, where they're needed, how they're needed, versus flooding the area.
The death toll continues to rise. Hundreds were hurt and thousands homeless. People are still in shock. The hurt is yet to come. They'll need money, but more than that, they'll need prayer.
The other prayer item is just that hope would be presented through Jesus, through the presence of the body in just incarnational and tangible ways.
Next, while first responders secure the Oklahoma tornado damage, Southern Baptist in Georgia are getting ready for construction relief. They've been collecting bottled water and roofing tarps, among other things, since Tuesday. Now they're just waiting on damage assessment before moving in. It's probably going to be mostly homes and schools that need repair. The Southern Baptist will also be sending in mobile kitchens and chainsaw teams in the effort. You can go to our website to learn more on that. This is Mission Network News. Colombian orphans will be boarding planes to stay in Texas for 3 weeks this winter. But for now, they need host families. It's for the Angels from Abroad program with Dillon International, a Buckner affiliate. Why have Colombian orphans stay with American families? Well, Dillon International's Denise Schoberg says,
to allow older children and sibling groups to come to the United States and learn about American culture, share their Colombian culture, and just experience living in a family.
Possible results?
Some of the host families may bond with the children and maybe pursue adoption.
There's a meeting in Dallas, Texas this Thursday if you'd like to get involved. It's at the Buckner Children and Family Services campus at noon. Even if you can't go, pray for the kids, would you?
We would ask prayers for their hearts just to be prepared and be open and that they return to Columbia knowing love.
Complete information? Go to missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, some people take to missions like fish to water. Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China says that's what they're seeing in Generation Y.
That is a group of individuals, 30 or less, that really have a passionate heart to be involved in something. They want to give themselves to something.
Rovenstein says their Bible distribution trips are a perfect fit. One Gen Y team is in China right now, delivering around 10,000 Bibles and more.
They're going to embrace the heart of the people.
Watch for updates at facebook.com/missionnetworknews. Pray more support comes to Bibles for China.
We don't have the endorsement of a big church or some spiritual sugar daddy says, here, go do Bibles. We need the dedicated, committed, loving Christians of America that believe God's word is our final authority.
And the Bus for Life is rolling through Europe. It's an Operation Mobilization ministry on wheels that shares the gospel with young people. At a recent stop in Romania, over 70 kids heard about Christ. OM's founder also stopped by Romania recently. He spoke on tough issues like pornography and abortion and challenged youth to live a pure life. Pray for Romania's young people to stand firm on the truth of Christ. Pray many will come to know Him as Savior. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your very best gift. It features some brand new songs.
Christ is risen, He is risen indeed. Oh, sing hallelujah.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.